Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Universal Insurance Holdings, a player in the insurance space that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look. If you're a long-term investor hunting for opportunities in niche sectors, stick around because we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, what's holding it back, and where it could be headed. Let's unpack the story behind Universal Insurance Holdings, from its recent performance to a full breakdown of its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all tailored for your wealth-building journey. First, let's get a quick lay of the land. Universal Insurance Holdings operates in the property and casualty insurance industry, primarily focusing on homeowners insurance in high-risk areas like Florida. They're not a household name like some of the big dogs in finance, but they've carved out a space in a specialized market, protecting properties in regions prone to natural disasters. With a decent market cap and a footprint in the U.S., they're a mid-sized contender in the broader financial sector, led by their CEO with a team of full-time employees driving the operation. Their business model revolves around managing risk in volatile geographies, which, as you can imagine, comes with its own set of challenges and rewards. Now, let's touch on some recent buzz and performance trends to set the stage. Looking at the latest news snippets, there's a mix of sentiment around Universal Insurance Holdings. Some reports highlight their resilience in navigating tough markets, while others point to concerns over regulatory pressures and exposure to catastrophic events. Think hurricanes and storms that can wipe out profits in a single season. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some volatility over the past year, with short-term dips in the last month, but a more stable trend when you zoom out to a 5-year view. Compared to the broader industry, they're not leading the pack, but they're not trailing too far behind either, which suggests there's room to maneuver. And from their latest Q3 2025 earnings call, there's a sense of cautious optimism. Strong financial results, improved metrics, and a focus on profitability, though they're keeping an eye on competition and regulatory headwinds. So with that backdrop, let's dive into the meat of our analysis and see what's really cooking with Universal Insurance Holdings. Strengths. All right, let's kick off with the good stuff. One of Universal Insurance Holdings' biggest strengths is their specialized focus on high-risk insurance markets. By targeting areas like Florida, where natural disasters are a constant threat, they've built expertise in underwriting policies that others might shy away from. This niche positioning gives them a competitive edge in a less crowded segment of the property and casualty space. Financially, they're showing some solid numbers from the latest income statements. Revenue has been holding steady, and their gross profit margins are respectable, indicating they're managing to keep costs in check while bringing in consistent income. The Q3 2025 earnings call highlighted strong results, which backs this up. They're not just scraping by, they're making meaningful progress. Another plus is their return on equity, which looks healthy compared to industry peers. This tells us they're using shareholders' money efficiently to generate profits, a key metric for any long-term investor looking at sustainable growth. Lastly, their dividend yield isn't something to sneeze at. For income-focused investors in our audience, this steady payout could be a nice bonus to hold on to while waiting for capital appreciation. They're committed to returning value, as seen in their cash flow statements with consistent dividend payments. Weaknesses. Now, let's flip the coin and talk about where Universal Insurance Holdings is stumbling. First off, their debt-to-equity ratio raises some eyebrows. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than I'd like to see for a company in such a volatile industry. Carrying this level of debt means they've got less wiggle room if a major disaster hits and claims skyrocket. Their net profit margins, while not terrible, aren't exactly setting the world on fire either. After all expenses, there's not as much left over as you'd hope, which could signal inefficiencies or high operating costs. This ties into what we heard in the earnings call about competitive pressures. They're fighting tooth and nail to keep margins up. Liquidity metrics like the current ratio and quick ratio are just okay, not stellar. If a big payout event happens, they might struggle to cover short-term obligations without dipping into reserves or taking on more debt, that which isn't ideal for long-term stability. And let's not ignore their beta, which suggests the stock is more volatile than the market average. For risk-averse investors, those price swings could be a headache, especially in the short to medium term. Opportunities. Moving on to the exciting part, what could propel Universal Insurance Holdings forward? There's a big opportunity in expanding their geographic footprint. Right now, they're heavily tied to specific high-risk areas, but if they can diversify into other regions or even other insurance products, as hinted at in their earnings call outlook, they could spread their risk and tap into new revenue streams. The industry itself is ripe for innovation. With tech advancements like AI-driven risk assessment and better data analytics, there's a chance for them to lower underwriting costs and improve accuracy in pricing policies. If they invest in this, and their CapEx from cash flow statements suggests they're putting money into growth, they could gain a serious edge. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts seem to think the stock is reasonably valued with room to grow. The average forward PE isn't sky high, which could attract value investors if earnings continue to improve as projected in the Q3 call. For long-term players, this screams potential if they execute well. Lastly, as climate change drives more extreme weather, demand for specialized insurance in vulnerable areas is only going to grow. Universal Insurance Holdings is already positioned to capitalize on this unfortunate trend, provided they manage the associated risks. Threats. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. There are some serious storm clouds on the horizon. The biggest threat is their exposure to catastrophic events. A single major hurricane could lead to massive claims, wiping out profits, and potentially shaking investor confidence. This isn't just speculation, it's a core risk of their business model, and news reports often highlight this concern. Regulatory challenges are another biggie. The insurance industry, especially in states like Florida, is heavily scrutinized, and any tightening of rules or rate caps could squeeze their margins further. The earnings call mentioned staying vigilant about this, and for good reason. It's a wild card that could hit hard. Competition is heating up too. Bigger players with deeper pockets could muscle into their niche, or smaller agile firms could undercut them on price. Their Q3 summary noted this as an ongoing challenge, and it's something long-term investors need to watch. Finally, broader economic downturns could hurt them. If homeowners start cutting back on insurance, or if property values tank, their revenue could take a hit. Given their average performance compared to the sector over the past few years, they're not immune to macro pressures. So, where does this leave us? Wrapping up, Universal Insurance Holdings is a bit of a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a unique position in a specialized market, decent financials, and some intriguing growth potential if they play their cards right with tech and expansion. On the other, the risks tied to natural disasters, regulatory hurdles, and a less-than-ideal balance sheet can't be ignored. For those of you building wealth over decades, this isn't a slam dunk, but it's not a complete pass either. It's the kind of stock that could fit into a diversified portfolio if you're willing to stomach some volatility and keep an eye on those big-picture risks. I'd say monitor their next few quarters, especially how they handle debt and whether they push into new markets, as key indicators of whether they're worth a deeper commitment. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point swats on our platform to keep you in the loop. Drop your thoughts on Universal Insurance Holdings below. Do you see it as a hidden gem or a risky bet? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next analysis.